This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Look what I found. Look what I found, DZ. My little victory is I got us 12 packs of chili and lime almonds.
I was going to say, you're upgrading to boxes. First, we were going to Dollar Tree. Now we're just buying the whole box. Next, Allie's going to get the case. Then it's going to be the freight. All of a sudden, she's going to be ordering direct to consumer from China or from wherever these things come from.
I'm guessing these were shipped from a gas station that shut down because they taped the box shut.
Hey, I ain't worried about a little tape. The nuts are good.
I heard what you said. Chili and lime almonds, our favorite flavor. DZ, I've been big on bringing snacks in, and I found us 12 packages of chili and lime almonds online.
If I don't tell you enough, you are appreciated.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank me is right. I'm hungry. Do you have a little victory?
Yeah, my little victory is I remembered this morning, bright and early, when I woke up, I went, oh, yeah, baby, I'm going to a school. I'm reading to some kids, and I'm going to be a fool.
Is that why you have on your KISS outfit today?
Yeah.
What school are you going to?
Guess.
Atonement.
Yeah.
Oh, you're trying to slide in on my people.
Hey, they my people, too.
Fine. Have fun for Read Across America Month, I call it. I'm very jealous.
Jealous? I got jealous of you because you went first.
I was there last week. They're great. Tell them I said hi.
Little victories, man. Big things. Snacks and schools.
And reading to kids. Yeah. Love it.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Not going to lie. I think adults might need recess or spring break. I know it's made for children, but yesterday I hit a wall and I said, DZ, I'm so uninspired. I'm so not in the mood.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be here, and I love my job. And I went, you know, adults really do need a recess or a spring break, don't we?
Yeah,
it's
we really
time.
Do. Yeah.
I really need a spring break next week.
I'm glad you're bringing this up, because this is a conversation that's been had before.
Ugh.
And yes, yeah, and honestly, some people are lucky. The teachers, the people that work in school systems.
That have the summer off or spring break. I can't even imagine having the summer off.
Some jobs allow you to take time off as needed, when needed. I will say we are blessed enough to be able to do things like that.
But. Adults, do we need breaks? Do we need spring breaks and recess? I think we do. That's the question of the day.
For the most part, yeah, I think we do. Recess in particular, we should all, more than just lunch, a little time to just blow some steam, get outside, maybe, you know, take a little walk, do a little exercise, rest recess.
The thing is, though, I feel like we got back in January, we had a little break over the holidays, and you come back in January, and I'm like, January to March, nothing. We got this. 3 months, and then it flies by, and I go, man, I need a break. 3 months.
It's a lot.
I can't go more than 3 months.
And if you think
about it,
we're conditioned as kids from school age to adulthood.
Is that what it is?
Well, even through college, we
Why
still
we
get
need
spring
it?
Breaks. We still get summers. Our school system, it sets us up mentally. And as creatures of habits, we get accustomed mentally to be doing things like that. Then we become adults and it's like, yeah, that don't happen no more.
Yeah.
And we all go, huh? Nobody talks about it, though, and we all just go.
Go to work 365 days minus a few weeks off here and there. Nobody tells you these things.
And in most cases, we don't even be taking the time off that we need or deserve.
And your wife gets the summers off, but you know what I feel like would happen if I was a teacher? As soon as I got comfortable, it'd be time to go back.
Kinda.
You know, I would get like a good vacay going on, and then I'd be like, oh man, it's August.
and then she goes,
now I gotta go back already?
Nah, I am kind of ready to go back. But then she's there for a couple months and goes, yeah, I'm ready for a break.
And then it's Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Something, right? Or whatever first break comes. Yeah.
Do adults need recess and spring break? Because I found myself being burnt out mentally this week. Yeah. Not physically, not emotionally even. I just went, our job is not hard. Why do I need a break? I need a recess.
Recess.
Just a week, okay?
I'm trying to be TJ Walker over here, man.
I'm trying to be motivated and happy, but I hit my I'm done. I hit the wall, man.
Yeah.
All right, 414-533-1037. Now, that's the number you can text or you can call. You can also send us a voice message if you have an opinion on this. But the question of the day is, do adults need recess and spring break? I say yes.
I say we start a petition.
I say yes. We need a few a year. We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
We want to know, do adults need spring break and recess too? Because I say yes.
I mean, and not double up.
Oh my God. Susan in Milwaukee texted in. She said, I haven't even had a vacation in almost 9 years.
You need a recess.
So yes, we definitely need recess and spring break. Susan, I'm so sorry.
Susan, what are you doing?
You poor thing.
Why do you work so hard, man?
Oh my God.
Why are you this dedicated and amazing, bro? Stop it.
Unbelievable. You know what? Let's start with Michelle in Green. Greenfield, the wild one today.
Michelle and who and where?
Yeah, used to be from Hartford. Now she's in Greenfield.
Oh.
She missed us. She wanted to move closer. What can I say? I can't blame her. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning, baby cakes. Hey, what's up, TV?
How come I ain't getting no baby cakes?
Because I'm special.
Good morning,
her
Michelle.
Her and I have had more intimate time together.
She's seen your baby cakes.
Possibly.
Anytime you want to come clean my apartment, I'll take you. As long as you're going to keep dancing like that, I'm game.
Oh, that's how you have to, you can get in her house, clean and dance.
She saw me dancing
on Instagram.
Man, what a fool.
Uh-huh. Michelle, yeah. Tell us, do adults need recess and spring break?
I think we need more than that. I think so. We all know my cousin, aka sister's a teacher, Heidi.
Yeah.
And it's great. It's a reset for her.
Yeah.
You know, it lets them wind down.
Her cousin was Owen's first grade teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And so I totally know who she's talking about. And it's funny, when I go to the school this time of year, everybody looks ready for a break. Even the kids,
everybody.
Dude. They're all like, are we done yet? Hudson had a music concert last week, and he's like, we had a fun movie day. I'm like, yeah, because everybody's done. Nobody wants to do anything anymore. That's
obviously.
Why you're having movie days the week before spring break. We're done.
Did you in every class?
We're done.
But no. It's a school
lot,
system. Too. It is a lot.
It's a lot for
and
teachers.
Nobody talks about it. Nobody tells you when you... what it's like to be an adult, you know, when we're 16, 17. I just want to be an adult. No, we don't.
No, you don't.
No, we don't.
You're going to wish it.
Yeah, we're going to wish it for sure.
No, we're
all right.
Done. I'm done.
Well, I'll see you next week for spring break, Michelle.
Speaking of.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, bye.
Bye, you too.
Jess from Racine texted in. You can always text at 414-533-1037. She said, this is Jess from Racine. I work Monday through Friday, and I get exhausted, especially with having kids. I wish I was off the days my son is off.
That's fair, because when you see the kids being off, you want to be off too.
Mm-hmm.
But Pete, bruh, for example, in Colombia, this isn't the kind of like year calendar that it is. What's this, calendar A? Our structure is on a calendar A.
Okay.
I think Colombia's on calendar B.
What does that mean?
Or it might be flipped around. So for example, throughout the year, the school year is split up, where it's rather than going to school, basically, what is it?
9 months
August,
or whatever.
You split it up in half, and then in between during that Christmas time, you get basically like 2 months off of school.
It's kind of like my sister in California where they, well, they're not year round anymore, but where they were year round. So they'd go 3 months on, 1 month off, 3 months on, 1 month off, because they're outside and they can be outside all year. It doesn't affect them whether they have summers or not. It's a
year round calendar. Uh-huh. Exactly. So that's what it's called in English. In Spanish, it's calendario A, calendario B.
But see, they do it differently here because we can have the nice weather in the summer and be out of school. Whereas in California, it doesn't matter. Columbia, it probably doesn't matter.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
The weather. It's a weather thing, I think.
I didn't realize parts of the U.S. did it, because obviously I've only gone to school in the Midwest. You know what I mean?
Well, they also did it because of population. They had too many kids. That was another reason they went to that at the time. So they could rotate on different tracks.
But
again, I can't speak on this.
Digressing.
We're getting off of the topic.
Weather makes sense too, though. But we need recess.
Do adults need recess and spring break? To which I say yes. I'm finding myself getting burnt out, and I don't know why. I don't feel like it's valid, but here I am going, I need a break.
I'm tired of not sleeping too,
G. We need spring break. All right, let's go to Nick in Waukesha next. Let's bring him up. Nick, good morning.
Welcome to Miami.
Bienvenido a Miami.
Hey.
Nick, I don't even know what you do for a living. What do you do for a living?
Chills.
I work at a place where I do material handling.
Okay. We did know this. We found this out early
because
on.
Because him and Ebony, we were going to hook him up.
Yep.
Okay, so wait. So Nick, though, for real, do adults need a recess or a spring break?
Of course.
Yeah, we do.
I'm taking spring break off with my daughter right now. I mean, we're going to be doing that next week. I got all of next week off for vacation.
Nice. Yes.
Clutch.
My kids are on spring break next week. So are DZ's and his wife. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, since my wife is, our kids, they don't go to school yet.
Well, this is the first year that like everyone's is matching up weirdly.
I'll take it.
And someone told me it's because if you get too far into April now because of Easter, they normally do it around Easter.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wait until April 20th, when Easter is this year, some of like the seniors are only going to be back for 2 or 3 weeks before they're done.
And they're done.
So they're
done.
Everyone's doing it at the end of March this year
because
of Easter.
For whatever
That's what
reason.
I heard yesterday when I was getting my hair cut, and everything's true at the hair salon.
Oh, of course. Come on. That's like the barbershop. That's where we learn most.
It's all true.
You know?
Just saying. All right. So, Nick, we'll see you on spring break next week.
And my birthday's on Sunday, so it works out really perfectly.
Aw, happy birthday.
Get a little spring break action for your birthday, my boy.
Happy, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Look at me looking at the date. What's the date? The 23rd. Yeah. Happy birthday.
We'll talk soon, man. And happy early birthday.
Much love, guys. Stay safe.
Much love. You too.
All right.
Be out here.
Bye. Peace. Let's go to OG Lori in Milwaukee and see what she thinks.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm pulling up some of your texts, by the way. Lori, good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Nikita from Racine texted in and said, I work in childcare, so I say yes. We need breaks often. Lori, girl.
Childcare, man.
I've never found myself needing a spring break so much in my life as this year. Why are we so burnt out?
The childcare is different than education.
You know what? y'all better be sitting down because I'm going off.
Why?
Not only do we need spring break, we need that 2-week Christmas break. And I think we should all get a 1-hour lunch and get a 30-minute period to take a damn nap. Because I don't know about anybody else, but usually I'm up about 3-4 a.m.
Uh-huh.
I start work at 6. Before I leave my house in the morning, I am, emptying the dishwasher, putting the dishes up to dry, putting dirty dishes in the dishwasher.
Dang.
Pulling something out for dinner, setting up my coffee for the next day, giving my dog food and water, letting him outside, and then I get ready for work.
Mm.
And then I come home from work, and like yesterday, it was like, okay, great. First, vacuum the whole house, because my dogs are shedding like banshees.
Well, Lori, a choice, okay?
Lori said, I need a break before I leave the crib,
like,
man.
Girl, all these chores, you're making choices, okay?
She did say buckle up.
My
sink
is dirty.
We all have that. We all have that, a lot of us do before we go to work, after we go to work. And it's like, before I know it, I get home at 2 p.m. from my job. But before I know it, it's 5, 6 o'clock. And, I'm just now getting out of the kitchen, cleaning and making dinner.
Yeah, I hear
you. We don't
have any free time. I get that, where you feel like you go. And my neighbors with kids in sports, I'm like, when do you like live your life?
We don't get 24 hours in the day. Might be 24 hours in the day, but we don't get that.
Every single day, it's something.
Right.
Yeah.
And there are some people that certain jobs. jobs you have, you don't even get a lunch period. My ex, you know, he worked in the printing industry, you know, like not, I don't want to say quad graphics, but something similar like
sure.
that.
Okay, all right.
They don't even get to leave the line for lunch at that place.
All right, now.
You know, it's like they have to eat on the line. They don't leave the line.
Wherever your friend works or whatever.
Place, is that even legal? It was a place that my ex worked.
Don't you have to legally give people breaks?
Oh, well, we got to ask her ex. Ex.
Yeah, give me your ex's number. Yeah, no, I'm kidding. Just kidding. Lori, we got to go. Bye.
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so DZ and I were just talking about all the problems you have on What Would DZ Do.
Yeah.
It's always something different.
Yeah.
And so today, what is the issue, DZ?
This one's about bread.
Oh, money.
Little cheddar, if you will.
Not the bread that my kids eat, a whole loaf in one day. No, you're talking about money.
I'm not talking about making a sandwich with bread and cheese. I'm talking about guap.
All right, what
that
do we
guacamole.
Got?
That guacamole, yeah. I'm talking about money.
What? Tell me more. What's the issue?
So my friend owes me money, and I just want to know if I should keep asking for it.
Oh, awkward.
Yeah, kind of, but at the same time, just listen.
Tell me more.
It says Allie and DZ, so I loaned my friend some money when we all went out a few weeks ago.
Okay.
Our friend group is close and has been for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Knew she's been struggling, but so am I. I loaned her $20 to cover her portion of the group dinner, and she said she'd pay me back when she got paid that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the weekend came and went, and nothing.
Awkward.
Part of me wanted to let it go, because I know she's working paycheck to paycheck.
And it's $20, right?
But guess what?
Oh,
so am I.
Oh!
I'm also paycheck to paycheck. I sent her a text, and she said, I'm sorry, the payback would have to wait a few weeks, but now another round of her getting paid has happened and still nothing.
Oh no.
Granted, Allie, you were on the nose. She said, granted, it's only $20. It's still also
$20. It's
my
$20
that I could use to fill up my tank, put it towards my own bills, groceries, or in any other way.
Mm.
Would you keep asking for the money or should I just let it go? It feels like it's more the principle at this point, which
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it is for $20, but it's the principle.
It feels like it's the principle because we're all broke these days.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you get to the bottom of it.
Amen. Like, think about it, right? I get it where she's like, okay, it's $20.
It's
$20. Like, I'm helping you out. We're all struggling. Everyone's paying more with inflation. Everyone's trying to make a buck. Everyone, you know, not everyone's going paycheck to paycheck, but a lot of people go paycheck to paycheck if not under, right?
Oh, yeah. So, even people that make great money
go live paycheck to paycheck because they outlive their means. It's a lot of people, right?
Right.
So I think that I totally understand the frustration. It's like you don't win for trying to do a good thing. You know, I loaned you $20. It's only $20, but it's $20. And now I need it too. So give it back.
I need that back. And it technically
but
is
it's your
my
good
20.
Friend. So what are you going to do? You're going to keep asking? Then it gets awkward. But at the same time, it's your good friend.
It's your good friend. You've been close for years.
What
you're,
the hell?
You're not going to wash a friendship over $20.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I have had this conversation a few times about money, that it all comes out in the wash, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I got the perfect set of advice.
Oh, you do?
And I'd love to challenge y'all's advice too.
Oh, well, I can't wait to hear it. Next, 414-533-1037. It's WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Do you want to tell us next or you want to tell us now?
Oh, no.
Because I'm down to hear it now.
Just know you're not getting this money back.
Mm-hmm.
But you go and get your money back.
Heather in Waterford. Did you see what she texted in?
No, what Heather
said? She said, I would let it go. And then the next time you guys go out, say, oh, you got me.
That's what she said. Chill out.
Is that what you were going to say?
She stole my answer. Dang it. Heather.
Heather's too quick for you.
Listen, and me and Heather are on the same page, though, because that is low-key exactly what I was about to say. You're not asking for this money back. Y'all are too close. But the next time this endeavor happens, because I'm sure y'all be kicking it like
that,
she's going to obviously be there. Mm-hmm. And unless somebody else is going to cover her head or her portion, she's going to go ahead and pay herself and yours.
Yeah, no kidding. Gina in Waterford said, oh, wait, that's the one I just read. Oh, no, she said the same thing as the last one I just
We're
read is Heather.
Point.
Heather and Gina are both from Waterford. They texted in almost the same thing. Gina said, I would tell you I would wait till you go out with that friend again and then tell them it's their turn to pay.
It's your turn. And yeah, man, maybe it'll be $20. Maybe it'll be $30. Maybe it'll be $40. Inflation these days is crazy.
Oh, the phones are going crazy. All right. Carl in Milwaukee said, don't let it go. Stand on business. Get your money. Never loan money you expect back. Oh, now we're pushing it, Carl. Now you can't help your friends.
It's the closest friends group she has. And we didn't give her a name, did we?
No, what's her name? Broke Brittany.
Which one's broke?
Wait a minute. The one who wrote in isn't broke. Well, they're all broke.
Well, technically, we're all broke these days broke when Brittany. You get to the bottom of broke it, like Brittany. She said. Broke Brittany.
All right. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Stephanie from Brown Deer said, Payback Penny's a better name. Also agree with DZ. Make her pay next time.
Payback. Y'all with these names, I'm loving it.
They keep making up names like Generous Gina. They said you should call her.
All right.
$20 Twyla. Mandy in Lake Geneva wrote that one in.
$20 Twyla.
Okay, you guys, it's not the name, though. It's the problem, which is...
It's the name.
She let her friend, she paid $20 to help her friend out at what they were all out.
At dinner, yeah. She paid her friend's portion for the 20 and she was like, I'll pay you over the weekend. Mm-hmm. The friend never paid and then got back to her when she texted her already and was like, hold on, one more weekend.
And she's
then,
like, we're all working paycheck to paycheck. Just because you need $20 doesn't mean I couldn't have used it.
We're all broke and I need that $20 back. Or so she says.
Should you keep asking for the money? Because it's only $20, but it's $20. And it's a good friend of yours.
I wouldn't. I've got friends that owe me more. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I've got friends that I forgot about that I owe more.
Yeah.
If I don't
pay people back, it's because I truly forgot. Like, honest to God. But if you ask me, I'll be like, oh my God, I'm mortified I forgot, you know? But the people that intentionally, like, she's asked for this money already once, and the friend was like, well, give me another week. Now we're getting shady.
Yeah, and the thing is, man, when it is good friends like that, are you really that worried about it? It could be the principal, but are you that worried about it?
Nicole texted in and said, 4 years ago, I borrowed a good $1,500, and I've seen $50 so far, and that was about 2 months after borrowing the money. Yikes. Do you mean
they loaned out?
Loaning,
yeah.
Not
they
borrowing.
Borrowed somebody.
You
yeah,
gave
yeah.
someone.
Yeah,
you're saying yeah. that backwards. Yeah. But since no attempts to pay me back, help me, and I'll give the writer her $20 back. Nicole, you lent somebody $1,500.
Yeah. What's wrong with saying borrowed?
Because
like if I borrowed it,
you. No, because it sounds like to borrow something means you're taking it from someone. You're saying that backwards. People always mix up how they say borrowed. We've actually talked about it on the show before.
Yeah.
Like if I say I lent you.
I understand it.
$1,500, but people always say I borrowed, and then I assume Nicole took money from her friend if she says I borrowed.
Ah.
To me, I hear you borrowed. You took money.
I thought it was just like an English thing that you could use interchangeably. Where it's like, oh, I borrowed you $20. I've heard people use it so often.
Yeah, they say it backwards. Huh. So, in my opinion,
I didn't think that was improper English.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Anyway,
I don't know. I'm from Colombia.
Borrow means you know.
Yeah.
I get it. I get it.
I understand what you're saying.
I'm overthinking it. I know you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like, I get the lent borrow process, but I'm like, I didn't know that it was like a backwards borrow.
Like, I feel like you're saying it wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. Well, let's go to the phones and find out. We'll ask everyone on the phones.
What you think? Lent or borrow?
Ryan's in Alabama this morning. Hi, Ryan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I lent Allie $100 about 4 months ago, and I haven't seen that. But
That's a lie. You did not, because if I had borrowed $100 from you, I would have given it back.
So
welcome to our spelling test today with the word borrowed.
We are now in ELA class.
Yes,
here we go.
Ryan, what would you do about the friend who owes you $20? Would you keep asking?
$20 is $20. Let it go. It's not worth the fight over it. If there's a larger amount, then yes. And I get your living paycheck to paycheck, but there are so many side hustles out there nowadays. If you really needed that $20, go out and sell something that you haven't looked at or used that somebody else will use for that $20.
Ryan, but what's the difference between 20 and 30 and then 40 and then 50 Right. When is it too much?
There's a large difference between 50 and 20. There's a large difference between 50 and 100, 20 and 100. There's large differences there. $20 is easy to make nowadays.
I feel like it's more of the principle of everyone is watching their money or trying to make it, and everything costs more now. So it's like, even though it's just $20, it's like maybe I didn't, that $20 matters to me nowadays.
Right. What if I need that next week myself?
Two packs of eggs.
1.5 by next week.
Honestly.
But Ryan said it's technically.
If she really needed that $20, why is she offering to lend it?
Yeah. And he's equating it to the value of her time, saying, like, she could make that $20 doing nothing nowadays.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. If you really needed that $20, you should have never put it out for an option.
I don't think that's fair. No, now you're punishing the person for being kind and giving and lending money to the person who needed it. You can't punish them. They didn't do anything.
It's crazy that I'm defending anybody. I'm defending Ryan on this one, and I'm wilding myself for it, but. Think about it. Why did the friend go out knowing she was about to need $20? Mm. You went out knowing you was about to set one of your friends up to cover for you.
Yeah.
That's kind of grimy.
Right.
I hear it, bro. I don't like it, but I hear it.
Autumn and Pewaukee texted
in. Sell that MP3 player you got sitting on a shelf for $20. You'll make the money back.
Sell that old Zoom.
MP3 player. All right, Ryan, thanks for calling.
Love y'all. Later, man.
Autumn in Pewaukee said, tell her next time you go out and order drinks, say put it on her tab.
I feel it, yep.
Mitch said, Allie, you're correct. You lend someone money, not borrow money to someone.
Bet.
And then an English teacher said, I'm right. But again, then Bella said, no, you're English both saying
teacher.
It right.
Then an English teacher said, I'm right.
An English teacher.
Snuck that in there.
English teacher here, Allie's right. Thank you very
much.
I don't think, it wasn't like trying to prove my point, though. I think it was a real conversation because people say it backwards all the time.
Yeah, so, and I've heard it in both ways, so same. I always thought it was cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a genuine question.
Well, let's go to Dolly in Milwaukee. Dolly and family, I should say.
Dolly and Cole?
Hi, Dolly.
And gang.
Hey, y'all.
What's up?
All right, so we're talking about should she keep asking for the money?
It's $20.
No. Okay, like me and my friends, we rotate. I'm not going to say borrow or anything. We rotate the same 20 amongst each other.
Oh.
But we make sure we pay it back because there may be a chance where we may meet each other again.
Right.
And you want to be in good graces with your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, it's the principle, love. It's about the principle, not the amount of money that it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did say that. It is about the principle. I like the sisterhood of the traveling 20 idea, too.
Yeah.
Communal.
If it's actually communal and everybody's using it, not the friend constantly using everybody else's 20.
Well, right, communal cash. Right.
Everybody with the friend.
Some of us get paid at different times. We're like, okay, well, can I borrow 20 until I get paid in a couple days?
Of course, fam.
So it's like, oh, yeah, here you go. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't ask for it back. She already knows. Well, she asked already, and she's not trying to give it back. So she couldn't ask me for anything else. And even if she pays it back, you took too long. So now you can borrow anything from me. And when we go out again, you're going to be the one that's going to have to pay this time.
And let's be honest, in most friendships, that's what happens. Like, hey, you got me last time. I got you this time.
It's my turn.
My turn.
Do the right thing and you pay attention.
In a real friendship.
Exactly.
Because in some friendships, I can't think of a friendship where I've gone out recently and it's been me paying all the time because they step up and go, it's my turn, or vice versa.
Yep.
I had someone where I'm always paying, we would not be hanging out.
We ain't that
would get old.
No,
that would get old.
It's not a friendship. It's just like you're leeching now. It's not a friend.
Amen.
That's more of a leech. So.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Dolly. We appreciate you.
Appreciate y'all. Bye.
Kristen and Delavan texted in. Kristen said, if you lend a friend or family money, always expect not to get it back. Money can really destroy relationships. If I lend you money, I want it back. If I give you money, I don't want it back. There's a difference.
But if I lend you money, I'm also lending with the idea that I may never receive this.
Well, that makes one of us. Because I'm sorry. If I lend, like I said.
You're getting your money back?
If I give it to you, keep it.
If
I lend it to you, it is not. No.
It's an agreement?
Mm-hmm. No. Jessica's in Milwaukee, last but not least. Hi, Jessica.
Good morning.
Hi, Allie. Hey, DZ.
What's going
on? Hi. Yo? Should she keep asking the friend for the $20 or let it go?
I would say let it go.
Yeah.
I was just recently on both ends of this.
Mm.
I ended up losing a job and I owed somebody money. I borrowed the day before, and I knew I was not going to be okay. But me and that friend had a little thing like Deezy's going through.
She
and
said it right,
I felt
though.
Terrible. Yeah. But if she's really your friend, you should just say, hey, I really need this money one time, you know, and see how she reacts. And if she's, we don't know what position she's in, right?
True.
It could be
everybody's
really
struggling, right?
But she could have came out broke because she really needed to be around her friends also.
Man, you're right, dog. Sometimes even
I'm
if you ain't got
into
it.
The emotional side of
because
it,
you lost your job and you went through this.
You're understanding.
And you don't want to admit that right now, but I think, you're right, Deezy. She shouldn't have came out broke. She shouldn't have borrowed the money, but I also feel like if we borrow something, then we should have to
pay it back. You don't just take it unless it's a gift.
But
if you're borrowing, she is saying it right, by the way.
Right.
If you're borrowing money, then you should have to give it back. It's not a gift.
Yeah.
It's a loan, you guys.
But it's circumstantial how it happened. Was she like, oh, I can't get a drink? And Deezy was like, here, I got you.
Right. Yeah. And you're like, oh, cool, I'll pay you back. Right? Because then it's like, you just offered to pay me back.
That's the natural thing that you say.
I hear what you're saying, but...
There was no discussion on a time frame, and she could be hurting real bad right now.
And I think you're right. You know, you said I was right. I think you're right when you went, maybe she just needed to go out. Even not having that 20, sometimes your circle is what you need in that moment.
Exactly.
Heard.
Exactly. Heard, chef. Right. Broke, but with friends is what she was. And I would say ask her once, and if you can't get it back, then just... kind of chop it up.
Yeah. Listen to this text, you guys. Somebody said, they say never lend what you can't afford to lose.
Yep.
Exactly. All right,
Jessica.
Thing there.
That part.
It is.
That's and great points. Great
so don't
points.
Ask me for any more money. Got it, DZ?
When have I ever?
I'm just saying, the bank's closed.
You're insinuating that I've asked to borrow money before.
I'm saying don't in the future.
You said never. Don't ask for money again.
Oh, my bad. You're thinking too much into the joke right now. Jamie in Waukesha texted in and said, the experts do not lend a friend or family member money unless you're okay with not getting it back. If they pay you back, it's great. But don't lend money you cannot afford to knock it back. It's the same thing over and over. People are saying, don't give your friends money. This is going to be awkward at the next group dinner.
Y'all ain't going to the next group dinner together. At this rate, y'all not, you know.
Somebody's got to pay for her.
Pinching pennies and ain't got it Gwen or whatever y'all names came up with.
Generous Gina, whatever.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for asking for a post-nup. Not a prenup. They're already married, and she wants to get a post-nup. That means you go in and you basically say, we're already married,
but
I want a new contract about our money.
Amendments.
Kind of.
I did not know that was a thing, and that's weird, dog.
Oh, it's a thing. Sabrina wrote in. She said, Allie and DZ, I got married last month. It's my first marriage. Okay.
Congratulations.
Congrats. I'm in my mid-30s and was really focused on my career in my 20s. Before I met my husband. I make a good living and have a lot saved for retirement, and I keep adding.
Nice.
So after we got married, I had lunch with a friend who was visiting. She's a lawyer. We only chat every few months when she comes home to visit family. And she was at the wedding, but we never discussed anything in depth about the details of our finances, obviously, until I had lunch with her recently. I told her about my positive money management over the years, and she asked about his. So I told her, well, he's not as good with money and pretty much spends everything he makes but enjoys his life.
Well, what's wrong with that?
She suggested I get a post-nup and tell him I want to protect the money I've already made and saved before we met. She has a point that I should have protected myself, but no one really suggested this to me until after the wedding.
Right.
So am I the jerk if I now ask my husband for a post-nup?
Yikes.
Now that we got married, Sabrina.
I mean, but I hear where the lawyer friend is coming from.
I do too. Someone came in financially and went, wait, you didn't protect any of all the... So he blows every dime he makes, even if he makes a lot, but you save. and now you're married, and now half of what's yours is his.
But if he was fiscally responsible, she wouldn't be worried about this, and a post-nup wouldn't be a thing. I'm willing to bet. I'm willing to bet.
Well, and nobody goes in thinking they're getting divorced anyway.
No, right, right. So why would she go? But now she's got a friend on the back end going, dang, girl, you ain't protect your assets.
You didn't. It's almost like a business decision at this point.
Well, and honestly, marriage is kind of a business transaction. It's between loved individuals, but it is a government contract. Let's be honest. We know what it is.
All this time in your 20s saving money, making sure you have a lot in the bank. You marry someone who lives paycheck to paycheck.
But you married them. But you married them. You love them, and you knew them when you married them. You knew who they were. You knew who they were. And now you got a friend that's got a little bit of knowledge about something going, you ain't protect that money.
You didn't have the financial literacy, I guess. But yeah, you had enough to save it for yourself.
But then you made a commitment to another individual with the knowledge that that money was there. Knowing who they are as a person, you kind of made that go ahead and went, well, what's mine is yours. No.
Anyone with money, though, would say, get a prenup or a postnup, right? Anyone who's, and then they don't think they're going to get divorced.
You got to be in the 1% to be doing prenups.
Honestly, I wish I was this rich.
And in the 0.1% to be doing postnups, because a prenup is already a little, like, questionable in my opinion. But a postnup? A postnup?
I used to think prenups were crazy until I got divorced and realized how many people go broke from divorces. And this is what nobody talks about.
True.
It's not, you go through so much money trauma half the time. Whether you're the one paying, whether sometimes, and I'm not even talking about child support, any of that. That's a whole nother topic when people have to pay child support. I can't even imagine. That's like a car payment for people, bro, you know?
Only thing I know about prenups is from rap music. So thankfully, I don't have one. Ain't worried about one. And ain't worried about a post one
either.
It's
also the reason I never want to get married again, money.
Yeah,
so
geez,
would be with someone forever. I would never get married because of the financial. That's the only reason I understand this. I'm like, geez, I don't think it's weird to protect your money in a marriage.
I don't think it's weird, but I do think it's wild that
now a month after your marriage, you ask for a postnup.
But technically, you can still get this marriage annulled, right? You're still in the annulment period of this also.
True.
It's not far off, right? Like, had it been a year, then I'd go, dang, son, weird. A month, you're kind of still in that honeymoon phase. Not really, but honeymoonish.
John from Kenosha said she's not the jerk. If he doesn't sign it, he's the jerk. The money she has shouldn't bother him.
No, it shouldn't, but the bother is going to be, oh, so now you have lunch with a friend and all of a sudden you don't trust me, you don't think I'm going to be okay, you don't think we're going to be okay? What's wrong?
Jennifer from Racine texted in, said, good morning, Allie and DZ. I'm going to say not the jerk. If he loves you, he'll understand. If he's a jerk, she needs to be careful. He won't make her wanting a postnup a stupid reason for getting a divorce. That would suck.
That would suck.
And then Bella texted in Kenosha. And she said, yikes, it's a little late, sister. Jerk. Big jerk.
Did you see the one that says, why are you looking at this as a negative? You're protecting each other and making plans lovingly versus getting a divorce, making plans or resentful.
She's trying to plan ahead so the money's not an issue later.
This is going to get dicey regardless.
Yeah. Oh, man. Elias in Oak Creek texted in. You can text in or call 414-533-1037. Elias in Oak Creek said, no, she had financial literacy to be saving and be set for retirement by 30. I don't know about that. She didn't have this thought in her mind when she fell in love and made the marriage commitment. The lawyer friend probably can't hold a boyfriend. Okay. And spreads her hate for men. Okay.
All right, Elias.
She's trying to help somebody out. Now we're pushing it.
It's not feasible, but we are all technically making assumptions because we never get the whole story. Friend could be a hater, though.
It could be.
Maybe.
All right. Well, is she the jerk for asking her husband of a month for a prenup now that somebody gave her advice a postnup. Sabrina wants to know a postnup.
What is
after
that?
After she got advice from a friend. All right. We'll talk to you next.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for getting a postnup. A month after they got married.
That's news to me.
A friend of hers was like, hey, you should really protect your money because you have way more than him. Let's go to Christina with the blue hair. Let's see which way she's going. Hi, Christina.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Which way are we going? Jerk or not the jerk for asking your new husband for a post-nup?
What you think?
My immediate thought was to switch the gender roles. So if this was the man doing this.
Okay.
And I think if this was the man doing this, women would like be in an uproar saying, oh, what about her feelings? You're making it seem like you don't think she's going to be there in the future. I honestly think that letting a third party give you advice for your marriage and you're recently married, I don't really think that's something that you should listen to. The person that wrote in seems very intelligent, very responsible, and I think she trusts her partner. And at the beginning of a marriage, if you put that little drip of doubt in it, it could ruin your whole marriage.
She trusted her instinct on the front end. I hear what you're saying.
Or you end up in a legal document where you owe someone half your money when you get divorced, and you look back later and go, man, it would have taken one piece of paper to secure my finances.
I'm a crippled checker. I give it to nursing school. I'm dotting all my T's and crossing all my I's at least three times before I do anything.
But she didn't.
She didn't.
I'm not rich, so I don't have
none of us are, girl.
I don't think that it's the right thing to do. I think men have feelings too, and a lot of times women just push men's feelings to the side and say, well, I need to protect me. I need to protect me. Well, how about how he's going to feel? That's just where my brain goes. I might be wrong.
Flipping it makes me feel nothing, though. Like, if I flip it, I still think the same thing. I still think it's okay to ask to protect your own finances you saved before you met this person. But the naiveness, I hear what she's saying. The naiveness in me when before I had been married would have thought prenups were rude, mean, hurt your feelings. After getting divorced, I went, oh, I totally understand now. I understand why people protect themselves.
It's like if it gives it, at least maybe to me, and this could be a wrong sensation, it gives it an era of I'm waiting for this to fail, so I'm going to protect myself now.
I used to think the same thing about prenups. Absolutely, yes. And be like, you're setting yourself up.
So right. Empathetic.
Yeah.
But you can't control other people.
No. For men, but I am today.
Just today.
I'm usually a man eater, but you know.
So not today.
I feel for him. I feel for him coming back. He's all happy. They're married. They're happy. And she's like, I want a post-nup.
Well, she got knowledge. She got handed a piece of knowledge she didn't know, which was that, you saved all this money before you met him in your 20s and you didn't protect that.
But if
she
pulls up with a post-nup.
We all know prenups exist. We all know that.
Yeah, but a post-nup and all of a sudden no post-lunch conversation, that's a little weird, man. She's coming out of pocket, man. I hear what she's saying.
That's true.
I hear where you're coming from, Christina, with the blue hair.
Yeah, it's life experience. You don't really know what you should do until you're in that situation. But me personally, I wouldn't want to hurt my husband's feelings like that and make him doubt me. So if I didn't ask for the prenup, I'm not asking for a postnup.
Yeah. Well, this is business. So this is not personal. Christina, this is business. That's my point. She says jerk, for sure.
I do. I know your other people going to disagree, but I say jerk today.
We don't know that.
Let's find out. How about we find out?
We don't know that. You might be the one who's on point today. Let's find out.
We'll talk to you soon, Christina.
Yeah, I'm usually not.
Stop it. Christina. Bye. We love you, yo.
She acts like any of us are rich.
Wepa. She's goofy.
I don't have this problem. I'm just saying if I did. I would have no problem asking for a post-nup if someone had given me the knowledge afterwards.
And
you know?
where Christina was coming from is saying she sounds smart, she sounds intellectual, she sounds like she should have thought of this on the front end, and she didn't, so why is her friend making her doubt it on the back end
and
for
I
a
get
post?
Why prenups feel like you're saying, I don't trust you.
Yeah.
I used to have the same point of view, you know? I understand that. So let's go to Jamie in South Milwaukee and see if she agrees with Christina. Hey, Christina.
Good morning.
Christina or Jamie?
Jamie. Did I say Christina?
We did say Christina.
I was talking about Christina.
Different personality
Stop
today.
It.
That's fine.
Stop it. We were just talking to Christina. You're Jamie.
My
and you're going to be Jamie. What up, Jamie?
Do you agree with Christina, which is the saying she's the jerk for asking for a post-up?
No, I don't think she's the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Would it change if you flipped the genders, like Christina said?
No.
Yeah.
Because I look at it this way. You were obviously in a relationship, and then you extended that relationship into a marriage. You had to, at one point, had the conversation about money and accounts and everything like that.
I would hope.
I think what happened is she had the love goggles on, knowing that he went to paycheck to paycheck. She's like, don't worry, boo, I got us.
Yeah.
And then somebody from the outside saw what was going on, just gave her friend a little heads up, because it's cute now. out. You're like, I got it.
That's what I'm saying. It's all
but
emotional.
Yeah. I think it's going to turn into a divorce regardless because she's going to get sick of being the primary take. Like,
and that he doesn't manage. I didn't even think about
either
that.
He's gonna, he's going to step up and change and good, then happily ever after. Or she's going to get sick of it. They're going to get a divorce and boom, now he's got.
But if we're talking about flipping gender roles still, right? Mm-hmm. On the end, on the other end, same thing, right? Yeah. Then you're going to get eventually tired of it.
You're going to get sick of it.
It doesn't even matter to me if it's a man or a woman and you reverse it. One's financially responsible and one is not, is the way this sounds. And I get what Jamie's saying is eventually when the rose-colored glasses come off and you're having financial issues, you're making decisions about money, this is going to become a problem because of the way you make decisions with your money.
Yep.
You're going to have those problems later in the marriage anyway.
When vacation hits and you're the only one buying them plane tickets.
Or you're going, I want to blow all our money on a cruise, and she's going, I want to save. Like, those are the arguments you're going to have.
And you're going to go,
the way that he responds to it, I think that's going to determine even more. If he gets upset about it, then girl, cut your ties. Bye. Yeah. I love you.
Nobody's broke here. She's just saving more, you know?
Exactly. Right. Right. If she explains it out right and how she's feeling and just was like, hey, I didn't think about this going in, which I don't know how somebody doesn't, but whatever.
You'd be surprised how many people get involved in marriages and know nothing about their significant other's finances.
But then you guys need to realize you don't have to get married. There doesn't have to be a whole wedding and ring. You could just be together.
Yeah,
right? Like, you can literally just be together, and then there isn't a prenup, postnup, and we don't got a nup, nothing,
and
man.
And then you don't have that. But marriage means something to people.
Well, then you have to understand what it means and transcends past all of that,
but
past
they get
money.
All your stuff.
It's not a business transaction then. Like, you got to be ready for
it. Unfortunately, it is a business deal at the end of the day. You're going into it trusting somebody, but yeah, I don't think
you don't think
jerk.
About that till you're on the other end, though.
On the outside, saw what was going on, saw a true friend who saved her money just for her to lose all of it.
Possibly. We hear you, Jamie.
We're split down the middle is all we know at this point because she says not the jerk for asking for the post-nup. Okay, Jamie, thank you for calling.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.
Now what's Kyla and Sheboygan going to say?
Ooh, dun, dun, dun. The tiebreaker.
Kyla.
The pressure. Good morning.
Good morning. Sabrina is thinking about asking her new husband for a post-nup. What do you think? Jerk or not the jerk?
I do not think she's a jerk.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Go on.
I think, and maybe this is just my viewpoint on it, but I feel like postnups are not talked about that often. So seems like this taboo document or
it is because we're also
transaction.
We're not rich.
Yeah.
So why do we worry about
it? We don't think about it, you know?
We got it out the mud with our people, so I don't know what to tell you.
But I don't think anybody goes into a marriage thinking it's not going to work out. But unfortunately, things do happen over time, and sometimes divorce is inevitable. Mm-hmm, so it's just to protect what you had beforehand. Nothing
Kyla,
when you're together.
Have you ever heard me say, like, I didn't think about it till after I got divorced, was I wouldn't commit to anything for the rest of my life but my children. Like, other than that, you can't get me to commit to a job. I didn't think about any of that stuff when I got married.
Why would you?
Like, the rest of my life? Like, I just assumed it was forever, but I didn't really think about what that meant.
We don't think about that.
That's a huge thing.
It is.
And if you do not ever need this post-nup, you don't need it.
But it's there
if you do. I don't know.
I guess it is a false fail-safe.
My significant other to, if they worked really hard, spent money, time saving up, I don't expect you to give me half of everything before me. But that's just me.
Well,
so
you don't expect it until you've been married for 10 years and now you're getting a divorce and nobody's thinking about that kind of stuff. Katrina from the Falls texted in and said, not the jerk. I was told from my lawyer friend that everybody should get a prenup postnup because then you get to decide what happens with your money, not the government. Anything happens.
See, that's a great point.
But it's got to be money made before one another, right? And that means you got to have money established because money made after you're together, I would consider that y'all's money personally.
Agreed.
But that's
100%.
That's not everybody's say so.
No.
And I know people do not always combine finances.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
All right. Ooh,
all right,
Kyla,
not
though.
The jerk. Thank you, Kyla.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Somebody said, I don't believe any of the women that said if the role was reversed, it wouldn't matter. Sorry. I just just, it's the divorce in me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I'm a woman who got screwed in a divorce. I think it's, that's my experience. So of course I go, I don't care if it's a man or a woman.
You go with what you know, because in your experience, yeah, you can get screwed over by not having
100%. One. Somebody said, Allie, your bitter is so loud today. Call it bitter, call it experience, whatever you want. I'm telling you, I never would have, I thought prenups and postnups were icky before I got married. When I was married, once I got divorced, I went, ah, that's why. Now I understand, because you can't control other people. You can't control what they want to do, you know, at the end of the day.
And I get the...
And that's what you're giving someone control of.
I understand the idea of, this is never going to happen, but...
Nobody thinks that, getting married. Nobody thinks it's going to happen, of course.
We got to live in a realist world that sometimes things happen that you cannot get past.
One in two marriages ends up in divorce. Of course you don't think you're going to get divorced.
You know what
Nobody
I'm saying?
Does.
Why would you?
Why? You, and you would hope that you don't,
but if
obviously.
You're given the opportunity to put protections in place, why not, I guess? Yeah, well, you got to have a lot of money to do that, though.
Yeah, but it ain't us, so whatever.
You ain't going to do that with less than seven figures.
Not
How about
problem.
That? Not my problem.
Not my problem.
No.
All right.
We got different problems, though.
We do have different problems. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ.
Buenos dias. It's Allie de Zeta.
Ah, buenos dias.
You
very
like, you
nice.
Like the, you like the Allie de Zeta?
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Good morning.
Love it. It's Allie and DZ. And by the way, it's WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So we just gave away the Megan Thee Stallion tickets. And we still have tickets to see the Bucks. You want to see a Milwaukee Bucks game?
I do.
Up for grabs at 103.7 KISS FM. FM.com. All week you can enter to win those on our website, which is cool.
Online, you know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, Allie just told you.
I just told you. Okay, DZ, I want to talk about this story of what you saw the other day.
Yeah,
spill
I'm
it all.
I'm surprised you're still thinking about this, because this
am.
Was kind of like a fleeting thought, if you will,
well,
for me.
I need answers. So tell everyone what happened, and we've got to play Magnum PI or whatever. Give me a detective.
Is it like DZ diagnose mode? What are we doing? Is that Allie and DZ diagnose?
Well, it was a
the
weird,
new segment.
It was a weird story about this couple you saw. And you're sure they were a couple, right?
I can guarantee you that they were a couple.
Okay.
I don't know why. It's just the full energy behind it says couple.
Okay.
But here's what happened, right? I was ironically talking about winning tickets to a Bucks game.
Yeah.
I was leaving Fiserv Forum,
mm-hmm.
right? And I pull out, and I'm sitting at a light.
Mm-hmm.
And at the light, there is cars on the other side, obviously, cross light, but then also a car waiting near an apartment building.
Okay.
Right off to the side,
yeah.
Got it hazards on, looking like it's going to pick somebody up.
Right.
For whatever reason, I looked at the car. Immediately after I looked at the car, a young lady comes out of the apartment building,
mm-hmm.
right? And stands at the corner.
Mm-hmm.
When she stands at the corner, she signals to the car to pull up to her, like pull up to me kind of thing. I look over and I'm like, who's she talking to? The car that I had just looked at that has a young gentleman. They look about the same age.
And she got in the front seat.
And she got in the
so
front seat.
So it wasn't even like an Uber.
It was not an Uber.
Because that crossed my mind. Like, well, maybe it was an Uber.
It wasn't an Uber. They didn't have no Uber signage, no Lyft, no rideshare service,
okay.
None of that, right? But dude's waiting, obviously, got his hazard. So I'm thinking, oh, buddy's picking up his girlfriend, friend, something,
fine.
Right? A date, who knows? But when she signals, like, come here, like, she literally points down to the ground as like a snap and point. On like a come here. I'm not walking to you. You come here.
Come to me.
And I go, wait, what the heck just happened?
And how far is she from the car?
Mind you, she's maybe 30 feet, 40 feet. And she walks in the opposite direction to the corner of the street rather than just walking to the car that was, in my opinion, closer to her.
She walked farther away.
To make him drive up to her to then get in the car. Mind you, I'm sitting at the light watching this whole thing happen.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm going.
What are you thinking when you're watching this?
In my head, I'm going, wait, what was that? What just happened?
Yeah.
Was there snow or ice or something
she couldn't walk on?
It wasn't wet out. It wasn't rainy out. It wasn't snowy out. Mm-hmm. There wasn't inclement weather. It was arguably dry.
Did she have heels on?
No, not that I noticed.
So it was nothing like she needed help getting picked up.
There wasn't a damsel in distress,
right.
bro. And nowadays, there's no damsel in distress. We all strong, mm-hmm. equal individuals, in my opinion.
Amen.
So she should have walked to the car, mm-hmm. I'm thinking.
Yeah.
He's parked. He's waiting. He's arguably off to the side, yeah. not in traffic, right?
Yeah.
Why walk away and do the like point down and come to me?
Mm.
I thought that was a little strange.
It is strange.
And he did it. He drove up to her.
Of course he did.
To the corner.
Yeah.
And then she got in the car.
And then they drove off.
And drove off, right? And at that point, my light had turned green. They had gotten in the car, had made the right, and we were both off and on with our lives.
There was like a drop spot or a fire lane or an area that would have made more sense where she said, come get me.
That's actually funny you say that.
Because I'm like,
there was a fire hydrant closer to where she was standing rather than when he was parked.
It was more illegal to go that way.
It was technically more illegal to have him pull up right there.
Weird.
I went and I thought about it for another couple minutes and then forgot about it. Told you about it.
Yeah, and then I was like, wait, what do you mean?
So I'm wondering, what do we think was going on?
Yeah.
Was this just, hey, I feel safer at the corner? Was this a no, you come to me?
He's 30 feet from her. Walk to the car. I don't understand.
It's not like she also made him come open the door, right? Because I get it if she would have also then stood there and waited and waited and waited until Buddy got up out the car and did the chivalrous thing and opened the door for her.
This would have made so much more sense if it was a ride share or something, or an Uber or a Lyft.
The fact that she got in the front seat lets me know it wasn't. And the fact that he didn't open the car, and the fact that he drove up, that's why I'm like, oh, they had to have been at least dating, right? Some sort of relationship established to where she went, you drive here.
Allie in Brookfield texted in, she's either asserting dominance or she's a hooker.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hookers aren't on the corner anymore. They're online. We all know that. I said what I said.
Jesus.
Let's be real. You don't have to hide at the massage parlor anymore. People are getting them online. It's not that hard.
Okay.
Let's be real.
Let's be real.
DZ, I'm just keeping it real.
No, you can get, honestly, in the technological age, I get that.
That's where people are finding women. But
they look young. I'd say age, give them an age. Yeah. I'd say probably mid-20s max, because they were in a, you know, nice, the modern-ish apartments that don't look too expensive, but you got to be some sort of a young professional.
You guys have to sign your names when you text in or call 414-533-1037. Someone texted in and said it was a power move. She clearly wears the pants. It's not even a power move. It's just weird the way she's like, come over here and pick me up. I can't walk 30 feet. This is like foreshadowing the relationship.
That was my initial thought, was she the dominance power move? Was she trying to go, no, you come to me, I'm not coming to you? Because maybe they had just been arguing and they had already planned a date and now she was going, nope, petitious, you drive to me. Mm.
You know what? Stop texting things in like facts, but they do hang out on Greenfield Alley. Would you stop it? You guys.
Why they at your neck, bro? What did you
want to have a hooker fight? Because I don't know the answers, you sickos.
Y'all, listen, different show. Chill.
You can have that argument on your own. Somebody said he didn't park. The hydrant is irrelevant. There could be mud in the gutter or if there was grass. Deezy's saying there was nothing in her way walk to downtown,
it
everybody.
It was downtown Milwaukee, concrete jungle environment. Yeah. There was no grass anywhere nearby. The road was dry. The weather was perfect. Bruh, there was no reason she couldn't have just hopped in the car.
Well, Ann texted in and said, I'm wondering if she thought the place he was parked was in view of her apartment and she didn't want to be seen getting picked up.
Maybe it was her side dude.
What if she was having an affair?
Maybe it was her side.
What if she's like, it's like,
hold on, bro. Y'all are getting deep.
Wait, somebody texted in and said, wave me over or I'm waving goodbye. Okay. So DZ is leaving Fiserv and he sees this guy waiting in the car. The woman walks out from her apartment and points down like, come get me on the corner. Instead of just walking towards him, she made him walk farther or farther away.
Walked the opposite direction, correct. Weird. Just gave me weird vibes and I went, I wish I was just a fly in that car, bro.
Somebody said maybe he likes being bossed around, Allie and DZ. Don't yuck someone's yum.
He did look like he had something around his neck. Hey, chill, y'all. Y'all better stop.
Everyone's texting it. Maybe they were siblings. Could have been. You're just like, get over here. It's my brother.
Okay, yeah, I can see the sibling thing, and I'm overthinking it, thinking it was a partner and is more a brother.
Tim from Kenosha, keep your questions. Get online and figure it out on your own how you find people online.
They said, Allie, can you share for research purposes?
I don't have a link. I just am not dumb, okay? L in Lannan texted in. He might get off on being told what to do by her. My man does, and he will ask me to do things like this.
Oh, Lord.
And she signed her name.
Oh, Lord.
We got some freaks in Lannan.
The freaks don't live in Lannan.
214-533-1037. We have no idea. Maybe this is their thing.
This could be, this story can go in so many directions because I don't know these people, we'll never see these people again, and I'm 100% speculating on all of this.
All of it. But it's fun, isn't it?
Let's speculate.
Okay, we'll talk to you next. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
So we're talking about this couple you saw outside of Fiserv after the Bucks game.
Assumed couple, right?
We think
it looked couple-esque.
Mm-hmm.
Might have not been, but they got weird.
They did. We're trying to figure out what the story was, why she made him drive over to the corner and pick her up when she could have just walked outside and gotten in his car.
Just as easily.
But no, she walked away from the car and said, now come over here and get me.
Yeah, drive up to me now, when technically he was just waiting for her. It's not like they pulled up or she walked out as he was pulling mm-hmm. up. He was waiting for her.
Somebody said, sounds sketch to me. I used to have my boyfriend pick me up down the street when I would sneak out of my parents' house. That's Jen. Jen, I hope this is a woman in an apartment.
Yeah, and she looked more than grown enough to where I'd mm-hmm. say it was her apartment or maybe her and her boyfriend's apartment and mm-hmm. she was sneaking out, period.
Dawn in Muskego said, I just made up a story in my head. He got caught cheating and now she's making him pay by dominating him. You guys are so crazy.
Who knows, bro? At this rate, we could go in any direction with this and y'all have already.
Well, Allie in Brookfield, she didn't just want to text. She wanted to call. Hi, Allie.
Not enough. She wants to chat. What up?
Hello.
Good morning.
What do you think the story is here? We're Inspector Gadget over here trying to decide what's happening.
Let me grab my magnifying glass.
Mm-hmm. All right. So hear me out. One, they already had said online hooker relationship established.
Okay.
And that is why. Okay.
Okay.
Two, she was cheating on her boyfriend or husband or whomever and wanted to get out of the view of their Ring camera or their apartment's cameras.
The window view or something. Dang, bro. Y'all be going to great lengths.
Yeah, you are. Ashley texted in and said she's a hoe for show. Stop it.
I can't with y'all, bro.
It is not just me.
Trish texted in.
Allie is not.
No, Trish texted in and said it sounds like she didn't want people to watch who she goes into a car with. Sometimes people have nosy neighbors.
I hear where
Everyone
y'all are saying.
Everyone keeps going to that.
But it's not like she rushed to the car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like she, you know, expeditiously had a hood up and was like, go. Right, like it was just casual. She waited. She got into the car at her own pace mm-hmm. and they drove off.
I have no idea.
She is cheating and she doesn't want her boyfriend to like see her or husband rushing into the car.
Everyone's saying she's cheating. I never saw it going this way.
Allie said, nope, I've decided, nope, she's cheating.
Hooking
nope.
or cheating.
Hooking
Either
or
way.
Cheating.
Wow.
Both,
okay.
maybe.
All right, Allie. Thanks for your thoughts today.
You
we know, appreciate them.
We appreciate
if she's
you.
Cheating, she's a hoe anyways.
bye, Allie.
She might not be cheating and still be a hoe, but that's okay.
Hey, get your money,
2025, do your thing.
Get your money,
Veda and Oak Creek texted in and said, in my opinion, maybe they got into a big fight. Mm-hmm. Oh, here's a new one. This is a good one. And she made him drive all the way down the road to that corner to be like, bleep you.
Yep,
come
yep.
get me. You think they were fighting?
One of my guys said that because we talk about things naturally. And he texted me. He was like, bro, I don't think that was a preference, if you will, a kink, if you will. Mm. I think that was them in a huge fight. And she was going, no, forget you. Come drive
come
right here.
Come get me or I'm not walking over to your car.
Power move stuff. Like, no, I'm petty right now. I'm petitious. So you going to drive up.
Yeah, you might be right onto that. Maybe. Honestly. Let's go to Carl in Indianapolis. Listens on the Odyssey app. Hey, Carl.
Morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So we know it wasn't a ride share. Carl.
For sure.
All we know is this girl made him drive 30 feet to the corner to pick her up instead of just walking to his car when she came out of her apartment. What did DZ witness?
Well, as a Lyft driver, I think it's kind of odd to see a passenger ask for the driver to go to a different destination mm-hmm. to get his girl picked up.
Well, especially to point to the ground like that. I wouldn't do that to my Lyft driver.
Very much so signaled like here, not
it's
there,
somebody
here.
You know.
It's somebody you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, obviously. And either if he just asked her to just be, she asked him, you know, it's like really complicated because you don't even know what the backstory is.
You sound like a man who's truly fighting with his girl, Carl, where you're like, I don't know. I don't know what the problem is. She's yelling at me to come get her on the corner.
See,
so I'm just going
to
go. I don't even know what we're fighting about.
Trying to be happy.
Because I'm a dude and I don't care.
Where do you want
to
eat? you don't care.
Oh, she's still mad. Fine. I guess I'll pull up.
Guess I'll drive to the corner.
Yeah, probably, and possibly she could have been like a lot lizard.
A lot lizard. Yeah!
Oh, Carl! 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ.
Uh-oh is right.
Somebody called the police on you.
Mm-hmm.
Not you, but somebody. This is the best local story, DZ. Thank you for bringing this to my attention. Where'd you see this? On Instagram?
Yep.
Hysterical. So we had to talk about this on the air because these two police officers in Mount Pleasant, village of Mount Pleasant Police, this went viral because a four-year-old called 911 on their mom for eating his ice cream and said, come get my mommy. You ready for this 911 call? And
yes.
The cops came, by the way, because they didn't know what was going on. They were so confused. So here's the 911 call in Mount Pleasant.
What's
listeners.
The address of emergency?
My mommy's being bad.
Okay.
My mom's
what's
being
going
bad.
On?
Chaos.
Uh-huh.
Hello? Come and get my mommy.
Okay, what's going on?
Come get my mommy.
And the kids start yelling?
Do you know your... Hi, what's going on over there?
Oh, this little one got the phone, and he's four.
Okay.
And we're trying to catch him because he said he was going to call 911.
No, I just called the police, and I just told her to come and get my mommy. And I just told her...
So the mom's laughing, ha ha.
I think that's granny.
Oh, that's grandma?
I think that's grandma on the phone.
I ate his ice cream, so that's why
mom.
He's calling 911.
Ah,
okay.
Got
What's the
it.
Address of emergency?
My mommy's being bad.
And then the call restarts.
It goes on and on. It says, my mommy's being bad. My mommy stole the ice cream. So the cops showed up in Mount Pleasant.
On the front end, though, bro, tell me that doesn't sound like a chaotic call and the kid is in distress.
I'm just
right?
glad they showed up because you've heard the times where someone tried to call and then no one came and there was a real problem. Whereas I'm glad they showed up to this address, even if they didn't know what was going on, because you got a kid crying or screaming in the background and the parents are going, everything's fine.
Fine. And then you
but
don't
what
actually
if it's
know.
Not?
You don't actually know.
What if they're kidnapped? What if it's anything? So two police officers show up at the house.
Right.
Two female police officers. And they learn that it is literally the four-year-old called the cops to say, come take my mommy. She ate my ice cream.
She needs to go to jail.
Which is hysterical. So do you know what the cops, the next day, they came back with ice cream.
Aww.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Lesson learned?
Shout out to these two police officers in Mount Pleasant that I'm looking at in this story. This is adorable.
Tell me why I just envision this happening to me. Because we're at that point.
It will.
Sammy is turning four this year. Mm-hmm. Our oldest, right?
Yep.
We're going to teach. He's going to school. We're obviously going to be teaching him more and more and more.
Yep.
Using the phone is one of those more things. Calling 911 in the case of an emergency is one of them things. Why did I have a whole vision of my three turning four-year-old calling the cops on me for eating his ice cream, his Oreo, his something?
I feel like this is a fear of a lot of parents, where either I teach them how to call 911 and now I'm terrified they're going to get the phone and use it,
right?
Or I don't teach them how to call 911 and I'm terrified something's going to happen to me and they won't know how to call. So I can't win, right?
You can't win because, dude, the
when
other...
they're four?
Even after that, I saw a completely unrelated story of a little girl who was in 12, 13,
mm-hmm.
who was on a road trip back and prank called 911 saying she was kidnapped.
No.
Yeah.
That's like getting on a plane and screaming that there's like a bomb.
Dude.
Like, which when they were little, my kids would get on planes and be like, it's going to explode. I'd be like, don't say that.
That's not funny.
You can't say that. Don't ever say that.
Societally,
I was like, we're gonna get pulled off this plane and questioned, and don't even start right now, dude.
You want to find out where the air marshal's at? All right, okay.
We're gonna find out
right real quick.
Next to us, my guy.
The guy standing up. Yes, he's the air. Yeah, nah, bro. So
this is a real fear. I understand your fear.
It evolves. Obviously, the older kid pranking. That's just a learned lesson where you're
that's
like, what's wrong with you?
Why did you do that?
But a 4-year-old calling the cops because to them it's an emergency mm-hmm. that mom ate their ice cream. Sammy's gonna call the cops on me one day, bruh.
He might, but that's okay because it's not like he's calling. If he calls, it's going to be something stupid like this, where in Mount Pleasant, this four-year-old calls the cops and says, come get my mom. She ate my ice cream. She's been bad. She needs to go to jail.
We live in Milwaukee. I don't know if Mount and Milwaukee have the same philosophies to approach these things. I'm just going to say that willingly. And let's be honest, I don't necessarily want the police to come to my house for any random reason.
In the footage that I was looking at of this video where the cops show up to the door, it was funny because you could see the mom be like, oh, and then she turns and goes, they actually came, and looks at her kid like, you're about to get it.
Boy, they don't need to be here now.
I would do the same thing if they actually came. I'd be like, now look what you did.
I would have had them arrest me. For real. No.
To scare the kid.
Let me tell you and why I found something wrong in this.
Why?
There was negative reinforcement in bringing that kid ice cream, right? Cute.
Oh,
adorable.
But then he thinks he's going to get ice cream. Oh, I didn't even think about it like that.
You willingly justified him calling the cops on his mother. And now, great. It's on the parents to shape that interaction and that happening, that history. But now that kid is going to relate and go, man, I got ice cream from the cops last time I called the cops on my mommy.
Totally.
Yeah, I just went, great, adorable. I'm glad that they showed up. They didn't need to come back the next day with ice cream for little buddy, though. Ooh. No, that was you rewarded that.
You think that was too much. They were trying to make it the feel-good story of the day. Christina from Milwaukee texted in and said, my daughter, at the time she was 5, she called 911 because she couldn't find me. I was in the basement doing laundry.
Bruh.
The cops pretty much broke down my door.
Son.
See, and I've had it where I've been in the basement and my kids are going, Mom, and I can hear them through the vents. And I'm like, in the basement.
Yep. You yell through the laundry chute.
Yes.
In the basement.
I'm down here. And then I just keep hearing, Mom.
Oh, then you go upstairs like, I was in the basement. What do you need? What do you need?
Wow, man.
What?
Just reading some of these texts coming in about calling the police. The little girl that DZ's talking about ended up getting handcuffed and arrested for wasting police resources. They said they had over 40 officers and a helicopter searching for her. Wait, who?
The little girl that was from like Carolina or something.
The one other, who the called the cops
and pretended to be kidnapped.
Pranked them.
Bruh, yes.
Whoa. Oh, that would set me off.
And
she was like 12, though.
That's where you change it up. Like, that 4-year-old calling for ice cream in Mount Pleasant, that's adorable, that's cute, whatever. The 12-year-old on a road trip with her family on the East Coast saying she was kidnapped as a prank?
That's crazy.
Not funny at all.
No, Carl and Indy said there's other phone numbers besides 911. True, like 988. How are the kids going to know if there's in a crisis or something they know is going to be in a crisis, like mental health or suicide? I don't know, Carl. The 4-year-old we're talking about called because the mom ate the ice cream.
Have you never seen Little Rascals? These kids have a tough enough time remembering the number to 911. What's the number?
414.
Speaking of,
533-1037. If you have a story you want to share about a kid calling 911, because this story in Mount Pleasant is too adorable, yet not adorable at the same time, because it's adorable to watch from the outside. The kid calls the cops on his mom and says, come arrest her. She ate my ice cream. Not funny in the sense of, you know, if it was happening all the time. Cute once in a while.
Is it even cute once in a while?
Maybe not.
Terrifying
because we picture our kids doing this to us.
If my son, Sammy, or our youngest Danny were to ever do this to me, I would actually have the cops, you know, put me in handcuffs, put me in the car. Show them how real it could be and how serious it is when you do call the police.
Look what you did.
Now, I'm not trying to scare them and be like, never call the cops. But what I'm saying is you need to teach them how to and when to call the cops. Me eating your ice cream, boy.
That's true. Muriel from Milwaukee texted in and said, one time I accidentally called the cops because I wanted to page my mom to go to my friend's house to practice trumpets for our concert, but dialed 911 before her pager number. Oh, they must have been a typo in this. The cops showed and had to explain, just needed to practice my trumpet.
I'm sorry, but that, see, and this is when teaching comes in handy, right? Bruh.
Oh, man. All right. Well, if you have any good stories, we'll talk to you next. Somebody said, I just text the police officer from Mount Pleasant to call in. I hope she does.
Please do. Please do.
Sammy, your 4-year-old has your phone. What are you going to do?
Run, because everybody getting, man, listen.
We're talking about this 4-year-old in Mount Pleasant who called the police because his mom ate his ice cream and the police came.
She's being bad. Ate my ice cream. Come get her.
Go to Anna in Shorewood. I want to pull her up. Anna, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Do you answer the phones for 911? You're one of those people?
You're
a dispatcher?
I do. I just started a few months ago.
Oh, nice. Well, thanks for helping the community, because that's what you do.
Yeah.
And what were you telling me off the air? They have to go if someone calls. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much.
no matter what, if someone dials 911, even if it's like something kind of silly or ridiculous,
good.
They shouldn't have, then
good.
They have to make sure it was an accident. Even if people say like, oh, my kid just dialed.
Right.
I'm so sorry. We're like, okay, what's your address? Because right. We have to make sure this is
I butt
not,
dialed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like there's someone's being held captive or whatever.
Now, whether they actually do go, I think that might be subjective, but I think it's important to know that they
to.
Should. They're
they
supposed
should.
To.
She's saying yeah. they're supposed to.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Good to know.
Well, that's helpful, Anna. So if Sammy or Danny calls with DZ's phone, we know who to blame. It's Sammy and Danny.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get a lot of kid calls by accident?
No, they don't know.
A decent amount. Could be because even if you have an old cell phone, that's what people do a lot of times when they think it can't dial anymore.
Of course.
But it can definitely still call 911.
Yep. Of course.
Most phones can always call 911. Mm. Ooh, I gotta hide Sammy's.
You better hide it.
Ooh.
Hide it or get it cut off.
Thank you. Thank you, Anna. Appreciate it.
Anna, thanks for calling. Love you.
Bye. Love
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Let's go to Linda real quick in Milwaukee and see what her story is. Hi, Linda.
Morning.
Hi.
You had a kid call 911 or what happened? Lord,
yeah,
traumatize
sister.
Us some more.
My sister and her family had just moved to Arizona, and my brother-in-law was working third shift as a nurse, and he didn't like it. He hated third shift.
Yeah.
He must have been complaining about it. So my niece, who was like 4, called 911 and said, my dad's sick and he can't come to work.
Oh!
So they came out, and he was still sleeping, and my sister was like, he's sleeping, he's fine, there's nothing wrong. They made him get up and wake up
to see,
and see that he was physically okay.
Safety check.
Oh.
Wow.
You know what? I'm making Owen call 911 tomorrow. Allie doesn't want to go to work.
Wait, can you call for me too?
Yes, I got you.